Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Jim Andrew. He's here with the American Legion Post number 11 of Jefferson. So thank you very much, sir, for being on.
Glad to be here, Coltrane.
Jim, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about a sponsored event that's coming up here this weekend where veterans can go to our Sierra Community Theater here in town and see a movie for free.
The American Legion Floyd Brown Post number 11 in Jefferson is sponsoring a free movie complete with snacks in conjunction with the Veterans Affairs Committee of the county at the Sierra Theater. The movie starts at 2, but at 1:30 we'll have a few brief opening remarks, and Mike Burrell, the Veterans Affairs Coordinator in the courthouse, will be there. And Mike has an update on new information for local vets. And by the way, this is open to every veteran and their spouse in Greene County, as long as we can get them all in the theater. We're operating under COVID social distancing requirements, which limits the number of people that will be allowed to view the movie, but we'll try to work around it and get everybody put somewhere where they're not breathing on each other. Hollywood has really restricted the films that are available to the local small theaters. And I think that's a real crime when you consider what the movie theater business did for patriotism and World War II in showing news briefs of the world what was going on. But anyway, the one that we found, and it's on a little different angle, I apologize, it's World War II again, but that was one of the few that was available, is entitled Midway, which is about the Battle of Midway and Pacific, and that was really the turning point of World War II. We devastated the Japanese fleet in a battle, and we're very fortunate that after many years of bad news and darkness and get Pearl Harbor and all of that, that we finally started getting going again, and the war movement really changed and went in favor of the Allies and the United States.
Well, Jim, is there any other things that the American Legion does as far as community service type aspects, services that you provide for folks or funding that you may give back to local organizations?
We have a number of members in Greene County, and there are posts in Sheridan, Peyton, Grand Junction, Scranton used to have one, Rippey. So any of those fellows are welcome to come if they hear of this and they want to. All we ask is that you make people aware that you are a veteran, a bona fide veteran. The other programs that we incur is we meet on a monthly basis here in Jefferson. It's the second Monday of every month. We have recently been using the facilities at Thomas Jefferson Gardens. Our post has gotten rather small. We have about 60 members on our rolls. But because of the age of our membership, many of them choose not to get out at night. So we have about probably 15 real active younger members, and we also engage in providing firing squad for the honor guard at many of the funerals of veterans in the Greene County area.
With it being Veterans Day, of course, what's been the community support been like for the American Legion Post? What kind of support do you see, not only on Veterans Day, obviously, but anytime you're out in the public and people see you?
The public in Greene County has always been very supportive of the veterans in the county. If you look at the Veterans Day celebration, we virtually could feed ourselves all day long with the free meals that are offered by everybody from Hy-Vee to the casino to the school and other activities to kind of thank the veterans for their service. We didn't do it for that purpose, but it's just kind of a nice opportunity to gather as a group and visit with people that we haven't seen. One of the most recent activities that we have started is Buddy Check. And that is where we make a real sincere effort to contact every veteran that is in our organization just to ask them, how are you doing? Is there anything we can do to help? Do you need a ride to your doctor's appointment? Are you having any problems that we can see if we can find some help, such as financial or heating or anything of that nature? So we try to continue to serve a purpose. We do it with a cheerful heart and a willingness to try and assist our buddies that wore the uniform with us.
And finally, Jim, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
To be real true, Coltrane as a farmer, Veterans Day never meant that much to me. I spent about 3 years in the active Army. When I came home, I took off that uniform and put on blue jeans and went right to work as a farmer. And I was spending a lot of Veterans Days in a combine cab trying to get the crops out of the field, which was just like going into another battle. But as I've retired and grown older, I can see the need for it and the need for veterans who perhaps have been long forgotten. We think of them, and I see pictures of them as younger men in their prime when they marched off to either war or to service during peacetime. And it's just amazing to see them go and what a smile that brings to their face to know that somebody cares and that somebody acknowledges that they did a little bit something above and beyond what the normal citizen does.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with Jefferson American Legion Post number 11 member is Jim Andrew, joining us here on our Veterans Day. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.